Good morning. I want to take a minute to recap what we've already discussed. But just after 11 o'clock this on Thursday evening, the Annapolis Metropolitan Police Department responded to 8951 Mirabelle Road, the FedEx Ground Plainfield Operations Center. We received a call reference shots fired to that location. As officers responded, they arrived to an active shooter incident at that location. Preliminary information at this time is that the alleged shooter has taken his own life here at the scene. After a preliminary search of the grounds, inside and out, we have located 8 people at the scene with injuries consistent to gunshot wounds. Those 8 were pronounced deceased here at the scene. We have been made aware of multiple other people with injuries who have been transported to local hospitals or who have transported themselves to local hospitals. IMPD detectives are working with the Indiana State Police detectives, gathering information and interviewing not just those people who are here at the scene, but also those who have gone to area hospitals seeking medical treatment. A family unification center has been established at the Holiday Inn Express, 8555 Stanstead Drive. Our victims' assistance units and chaplain's office are here at the scene and at the family unification center, assisting with family members who have shown up to this area. Right now, I want to let everybody know that people here at the scene are still being interviewed by detectives. So they may not have an opportunity to contact their family, but as soon as they are available to, they will. For any and all information about this situation, we're asking that the primary information comes from the Annapolis Metropolitan Police Department Public Affairs Office. We will be your source for the most accurate and up-to-date information. You can reach us at impd.publicaffairs@indy.gov for information. Anyone that was here and who left the scene to seek medical treatment or just for safety, we ask that you contact either 262 TIPS and give us your information and anything that you may know, or contact our homicide office at 317-327-3475. It's important to know that emotions are very high here. There are a lot of people, not just officers, but family members who are still arriving and still learning about this incident. This occurred after many went to bed, and some were just now waking up to this. We ask for your continued support for everyone here involved. We understand that there are a lot of moving parts, and we ask for your patience as we gather the most accurate information, and so that information comes to you and you can and relay it accurately to everybody else. We don't want to give out information that may hurt somebody.
Janae, can you put this moment in perspective? This is a horrific situation. 8 people dead. This is heartbreaking.
It is very heartbreaking. And you know, in the Annapolis Metropolitan Police Department, the officers responded. They came in, they went in, and they did their job. And a lot of them are trying to face this because this is a sight that no one should ever have to see. But we, as Indianapolis members, need to come together. We need to support each other and understand that there are going to be people out there that are going to be emotionally upset, and we need to support them regardless of any circumstance. This is a tragedy, but yet through it all, we will come through it, you know, with flying colors.
Janae, can you describe the gun?
No.
Do you have any information?
I do not have that information.
What's
right
now. What's the shooter? I'm employee, Janae.
At this time, it's still early to tell. They're still attempting to identify different people, and we need to make proper notification at this time.
Have any law enforcement officers been injured?
No, they have not.
When you talk talk about how many people were injured and they're going to different hospitals. Can you give us a ballpark at this time? Dozens, hundreds?
No. You know, we know for sure that we had four people transported by ambulance, one in critical condition with gunshot injuries consistent with gunshot wounds. We had three others that were transported with various other injuries. And then we had two other people that were here at the scene, treated by medical staff, and then released from by that. We've had multiple other walk-ins to different local hospitals around this area. We have to understand that, you know, we are in Marion County, but we are very near to two other counties, and some of them are going to other counties for medical treatment. So this is where we continue to reach out and find out, you know, ask them to call us, let us know what they saw, what they heard. It's very important that we work together on this.
Janae, can you confirm?
90 dead or 8?
I'm sorry?
Hundreds of people work at that facility. Can you tell us, will it remain open? Should people report to work? What should people do who are waking up this morning, seeing all of these images and wondering, what do I do? Do I go to work? Do I stay home? What do I do?
I think the best thing for them to do is contact their supervisor or the human resources office. This building is going to be closed for a while due to this investigation. This is going to go long into the morning. There are a lot of components that detectives need to gather and get the evidence picked up.
Is the shooter the 9th or the 8th?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can you talk about the bravery of the officers and the first responders and those that, as the shooting was going on, were helping each other and making sure that people were safe? Can you give us any insight into that? Because my understanding is that officers, when they arrived on the scene, obviously did their jobs, but also there were good Samaritans who also helped one another to make sure that people were safe.
You know, I don't have a lot of the independent stories that you're looking for. Like I said, detectives are still talking with people. We don't have that information. The officers came in, and without second thought, they went in to try to help people.
Janae, are the 8 dead? Is the gunman part of that number of 8?
No, he would be the 9th.
He would be the 9th. Okay.
And do we know anything about the person who was found dead, ma'am? My understanding is that he was quickly found by a Metro police officer, I believe 17 minutes after the initial shots. Can you tell us anything about that at all? I know it's an investigation. We don't want to get in the way of an ongoing investigation, but do you can tell us?
You know, there's a lot of things that we're trying to gather also. But right now, it's too early to give out any preliminary information on that. We're still trying to ascertain the exact reason and, you know, cause for this incident.
Talk about whether maybe the gunman go in and just start firing, or were there any backstage?
You know, Courtney, that's something that we're still trying to figure out exactly how, why, what went on, and this is going to be an investigation that goes on throughout the day. We're going to brief again. This will be our last brief from here at the scene, but we will have a press conference later on this morning, and we will notify each one of you of the exact time and location.
Today, one more question. We are seeing mass shootings across the country. What do you tell the public waking up this morning? They're going to see their Twitter feed, their Facebook feed, they're going to watch something on television. What do you tell people who are wondering what the heck is going on?
You know, that's a great question. You know, you have to look at your own life and say, you know, look at the positive things in your own world, and you have to keep going, and you got to look for a way to support each other, whether it's your neighbor, the guy down the street, your family member. That's where you have to start at, and you just keep supporting each other, and it'll always get better.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.